Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with some of our amazing bloggers. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, and I'm joined by the one and the only Annie Jennings of the national PR firm Annie Jennings PR and creator of the online feature magazine sensation JenningsWire.com, a wonderful community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger or bloggers that are just right for you. Annie?
Well, thank you, Stacey. This is Annie Jennings speaking, and I'm so happy to be a part of Jennings Wire. It's my favorite place to go every day. I love to check out our bloggers. I love to read their posts. I love to share their posts. I mean, this is my family. I really feel like we have a new family on Jennings Wire, and, you know, people are welcome to come and join us there and find the blogger that is just right for you. There's someone for everyone on Jennings Wire. We have a wonderful guest today. In fact, she's, again, one of my favorite bloggers. I love this girl. So today's guest is Jennings Wire blogger Elle Fabo, who is a former foster child turned best-selling award-winning author, producer, speaker, globally published journalist, and child advocate. Her best-selling children's book, What Love Is, A to Z, has proven to be a tool for service, opening the door for thousands of dollars to be raised for various charities. Her upcoming book, Life by Heart, launches this summer and is designed to shift your perspective and open your heart in just 30 days. Today we'll be talking with Elle Fabo about how to embrace a life lived by heart. I'd like to welcome Elle. Hello, Elle.
Good morning to you both. Thank you so much for having me, and good morning to everybody listening. This is an exciting call. This is a positive, feel-good call. It's nice to be here.
Oh, wonderful. It's our pleasure, of course, Stacey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what? I love life by heart. I think that is just an incredible, incredible concept, even though I don't know what it is yet. So, but it just feels good, right? It really feels good. But for you, Elle, what does that mean to live your life by heart?
You know, some of it trickles out in my Jennings Wire blog, so I invite everyone to go and obviously read more about it than we can talk about in 10 minutes here at JenningsWire.com, and just read some of those articles, all based on the book. But what it means and why it feels so good is because it means to live your life in an authentic, intrinsically motivated way. It's inspired by your core values and principles, and it ignites joy and meaning in your life without the burden of extrinsic or egocentric factors. We're just really living our heart our life at the heart's level.
Right, the heart of the heart, even, right? I mean, so now how do we recognize if we're living our lives in that way and if we're not?
The heart of the heart. Isn't it funny? See, people say thoughts become right. Things, right? I always say,
absolutely.
Take one step backward, right back to the heart, then we'll go to the head. 18 inches, we lose so much. Really, no one wants to think of themselves as someone who's just simply going through the motions of life, you know, going to work, coming home, and having this just living a life. Everyone wants to feel their best and leave a legacy. And truly, it's never too late to shift your perspective and open your heart and step into the life you were created to live. So I invite each of us to ask ourselves, am I living my own potential? Am I sharing my divine tools and talents with the world? You know, or ask yourself, am I expressing my greatness in the life that I live every day? You know, your life is a gift from God, and what we do with this life is a gift back to God. So to live your heart by heart is to live an honest, true, pure spirit and purpose life. And when you decide that you're ready to step into your greatness and that you're ready to live your potential and share your divine tools and talents and live in this heart-centered, collaborative, magical place, magical things start happening, and you begin to see your life unfold and magical ways.
Now, I mean, that's just beautiful, and I bet you a lot of people really want to be there. And if they were honest with themselves when they ask themselves that, if they're living, you know, an authentic life and fulfilling their potential, I mean, the answer might be no. And if someone is saying no, I'm not living that way, where would that person start? What would be the first step to try to live your life by heart?
I say tap in, number one, to your own personal core values and principles, and ask yourself, what is important to me? Who does my heart long to serve? What would I do if there was nothing in my way? because the truth is there is nothing in your way. And, you know, these are where we tap into our own purpose and principles and values rather than the extrinsic, what's important to other people, what other people think should be important to us. So we're asking ourselves, what's important to me? Not what do people hope is important to me, or who do people hope I serve? Who does my heart long to serve? What would I do? So ask yourself, what would I do if there was nothing in my way? I remember the first time I was ever asked that question, the only time I was ever asked that question, my writing coach, Marsh Engel, asked me that question. She said, oh, what would you do if there was nothing in your way? Because at the time I was writing an article about organic dog food. I had just answered a call for content. I didn't have a passion about organic food for pets. So she said, what would you do if there was nothing in your way? And my heart spoke right up. I didn't have to think about it in my head. My heart knew the answer, and I spoke up in an instant, and I said, write my books. I didn't have to think about it. I mean, the answer was inside me all along. It was just my heart knew the way and spoke up. And that was 2009. Here I am. My second book's coming out this summer, and it'll be I've contributed to two other bestsellers, number one bestsellers. It's been an absolute joyride once I acknowledged what my core values and principles were and answered the honest question, what would I do if there was nothing in my way? And then accepted the fact that there really is nothing in your way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's got to be hard for people, though, to ask themselves that question, right? I mean, do you find that people have a hard time really being honest with themselves with that answer, or being able to dig through the layers that may have built up over the years, kind of the conditioning that we experience through those extrinsic factors that you're talking about, society and culture and that sort of influence? Do you find people have a hard time coming to what truly is, what they would be doing if there was nothing in their way?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes people know right away and they just speak up. I spoke about this from stage one time,
right.
And a woman stood up and she said, I want to sing. And I said, okay, well then sing. And she did. She sang on a clear day.
Right there
in the
awesome.
Audience. Yeah, just, well. And it was, she was just completely inspired. Her heart knew the way. She felt inclined to stand up and inspired to sing. And there it was. But sometimes it's about stepping out of our discomfort zone and all the expectations and out of our head and our ego and into our heart space,
right.
And exploring a little bit. And I wrote about this in an article on JenningsWire. One of my blog posts is called Calling All Angels. Yes, That Means You. And I talk a little bit about that. In fact, I list 11 ways to tap into your purpose and your plan and what feels right to you and to how to follow your heart. And some of those, I list 11 different ways to step into that. Here, I'll just list a few. There's one of them is just to look around. And I talk about how to be of service, because I think that service and stepping into the earth angel that you are is really a powerful role to play in life. And I think that that takes you right into the center of your heart space when you come from a place of collaboration and service. So really 11 ways to be of service and step into yourself. Number one, look around. You don't have to write a check to a charity to be of service and give back to the needy. You can look around and fill a box with toys and gently used clothes and take them to an orphanage where some of those children have been abandoned or neglected or abused or removed from their home with nothing but the clothes on their back. So you can make a difference in the life of a child. You could pull your linens from a linen closet and your old pillows and dog beds and take them all to an animal shelter and comfort an animal if you feel so inclined to be near animals or be of service or step into that, or while you're there ask questions about volunteering. You could say you don't have time to volunteer, and spring cleaning just passed, and your closets are bare. What do you do? What is your talent? The bookkeeper in you could be doing some bookkeeping services or donating an hour a week, or the marketing in you, the marketing master in you could be including some of their Twitter stuff or their social media stuff in with yours to help spread the word about what they're doing, or step into that, say hello, go places, show up at the fundraisers, investigate and explore, because someone somewhere is waiting for you.
Wow. That's a powerful statement. Someone somewhere is waiting for you. And, one, our listeners, I'm sure, can really gain a lot of insight to, or just, almost a revelation in a sense. And you were just talking about the service and that blog post there on JenningsWire.com, Calling All Angels. I mean, that feeds right into our next question that we were talking about, how people can begin to step into service and what that starting point is. And you just mentioned several ideas. So I would ask all of our listeners and readers to check that out so they can look at what might be right for them. Like you were saying, maybe you're more inclined to help animals than or children, or use your skills in a different way. So, that Calling All Angels blog post. As a matter of fact, I did read that blog post, which is always fantastic. Like Annie said, you're one of our favorites.
Thank you.
But I will definitely reread that when we're done here today.
You know, you
as
can
well.
Even take it to the next level. And if you're mm-hmm. a parent or an aunt or an uncle or a big sister or a big brother or someone who's a person in the life of a child, take your child with you. Join me and my boys down at the LA Mission in Skid Row this Christmas and help us wrap gifts for needy children who don't have very much going around in their lives. So
right.
there are just so many ways that you can not just be of service yourself, but also include other people and leave that legacy. And there really is no more powerful way to leave a lasting legacy than to empower and remind a child of the power that they have in this world. Because it doesn't just stop with you, and it doesn't start with you. It really, you have a huge opportunity when you step into service in life, I think, not just to explore yourself and your life and your purpose, but to create a lasting, positive ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
To pay it forward, right?
Yeah, to pay it forward.
Absolutely. It feels good.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels good. It's
good
for you.
What other message... What other message do you want to leave with our listeners today, Al?
It's just so simple. What it all comes down to is that your only job in life is to be you. You're the only one of you that there is, and no one else can do your job better, and no one can tell you how to do it better because they're not you, right? You're the only one of you. Your divine tools and talents, experiences, lessons, processes, your blessings have all perfectly and divinely prepared you to step into this life with all your heart, and leave the lasting positive impact on the world that you came to leave. Life is just so enjoyable and so magical when we say yes to living our mission and step into the authentically lived life of a life by heart. This is our job, and our only job is to be us, and our heart knows the way.
Well, that is profound. It just... unbelievable. I'm so, so enjoying this conversation right now, Alan. And I know our listeners probably are too. Annie is on the line with us as well still. And I know that you are, this is something that our company also lives by.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, how this all started is I believe everyone should be heard. I believe everyone has a very important, unique contribution to this world. Liken it to a puzzle, and I do believe that when all the puzzles are put together and we all form, the big puzzle of the world working together, that's where we're going to have world peace. And I believe every single person has a piece to add. And until we're all adding, right, we're not going to get there. So that's why we really want everybody's voice to be heard, because we feel everybody's voice is important. Every single person is important. And I love, Elle, when you said that your only job is to be you. Be the best you can be today. I love it. I just have to wake up today and be Annie. Yay.
That's it.
How much fun is that? That's like fun. Think of the pressure. You don't have to wake up. You have to be successful. You have to make money. You have to do this.
There's no competition. There's no competition. The competition is gone. It's really wonderful.
Yeah. You just get to be Annie, who loves her job, loves everything, loves making money, loves putting it all together. And that's a really great mindset. It really starts the day in a place of pleasure, contribution, thankfulness, graciousness, rather than a morning of stress. It's good. I like it.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you for letting me share all these great ideas on Jennings Wire. It's such a privilege to blog with you and our Jennings Wire family. Thank you, Annie. And thank you both for your time today. This was fun.
It is fun, and there's a lot more fun on Jennings Wire, and I want to thank Stacey for a wonderful interview as well. As you may know, Stacey is our radio director at Annie Jennings PR, so she does book the number one radio campaign in the entire industry, that's for sure. And I want to thank Elle for a wonderful and informative interview. To find out more about Elle Fabo, her workshops, services, and books, including her upcoming book and powerful 30-day journey, Life by Heart, please visit her website, ellefabo.com, that's E-L-L-E, next word Fabo, F-E-B-B-O.com, ellefabo.com. This podcast is brought to you by Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Please visit JenningsWire.com to find more posts by Elle Fabo and to discover more bloggers that might be perfect for you. That's JenningsWire.com. Thanks to all. We'll see you again next time. You hear me clapping in the background? Look, I'm clapping.
You hear that, right?
Yeah. Stacey, let's give her a hand. We
Yay.
Ready?
Yay. Thank you.
All right. Nice work. Rock on.
You're awesome. I just love you guys.
Our pleasure.